Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In Kent, in a story from the Republican American, the sidewalk replacement project is now moving forward. The Board of Selectmen will have a special meeting tonight discussing the next steps. The Streetscape Committee presented its report on Tuesday to Selectmen. Chairman John Johnson said the group had met weekly since mid-July. While the five members didn't always agree, they had productive discussions and lots of debates over the issues. At 3 p.m. on October 3, 2009, the walkway over the Hudson was officially opened to visitors. The walkway will now celebrate its 10th anniversary this weekend. The nonprofit organization that runs the state park has a three-day series of events planned, which begins tonight from 6 till 10 p.m. with its Ulster Welcome Center fundraiser. The cocktail party will include food from Lola's Cafe owner Ed Kowalski, drinks from Millbrook Vineyards at halftime, and a silent auction. Fireworks are also planned. More information at walkway.org/starrystarrynight. That's where you can find more information and tickets. The Kent Veterans Memorial Committee is adding more names to its monuments, and they're looking for public help to ensure everybody is listed. Chairman Andrew Orsiff, a change in federal law last summer, prompted the group to agree to add names of any veteran who served in the armed forces from April 6, 1917 through November 11, 1917, or any time after December 7, 1941 to the present. Previously, the names of Kent residents were limited to service at times of war or active conflict. Anyone who qualifies as a peacetime veteran or knows of someone that qualifies under the new rules is asked to contact the Kent Veteran Committee members, Andy Osteff, 860-927-3318, Charlotte Lindsay or Dick Lindsay, 860-927-3724, Tom Page, 860-927-4092, Bill or Patty Case, 860-927-4084, or Michael Van Valkenburg, 860-927-3086. Sharon Democratic Town Committee will screen a unique double feature of two groundbreaking political films at the Sharon Town Hall on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. Back-to-back, they'll show primary JFK campaigns for president and crisis behind a president's commitment. Wine, beer, soda, popcorn, and homemade treats will be available for purchase. Tickets, $15. Proceeds benefit the Sharon Democratic Town Committee. Seating is limited. Tickets available in advance. SharonDTC.org. Hotchkiss School has their Philharmonic Gala opening concert at 8 p.m. at the Elfers Hall Esther Eastman Music Center. Admission is free. More information, Hotchkiss.org/arts. For Kent, Connecticut, Household Hazardous Waste Free Drop-Off is happening at the John Pettibone School Picket Drive in New Milford on Saturday from 9 until 3 p.m. More information, hrra.org. Golden Gathering returns on Saturday, October 5th, 9:30 to 12:30, Columbia Green Community College. Flu shot clinic, senior citizen ID cards, free blood pressure. You can speak directly with state and local representatives, service providers. Also free tote bags and light refreshments, door prizes, and live musical entertainment. More details, call 518-455-2381. October 5th in Cornwall, 10 o'clock in the morning, the Cornwall Village Improvement Meeting at the library. At 7 o'clock, a community country dance. That'll be held at Town Hall. On Saturday, the annual Apple Festival at Rhinebeck Reformed Church on Mill Street. That runs from 10 until 3, rain or shine, with a hot lunch served from 11 till 2. This coming weekend, a busy one for the grill at the Amenia Lions on Saturday, October 5th, providing award-winning chicken barbecue along Route 22 and at the Indian Rock Schoolhouse Community Day celebration. Serving will begin at 11:30 until 2. It's a first-come, first-served basis. Patrons can eat in or take out. Prices are half a chicken, only $8, a quarter of chicken with two sides, roll, beverage, and dessert, $12, and a half chicken dinner will be $14. If you'd like to reserve an order, you can call 845-373-9751 and leave a message. The second annual VFW Post 5444 Pig Roast, All You Can Eat, October 5th, 12:30 till it's over. The VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York. $25 per person includes food and fixings, one free drink, a DJ from 1 to 3, a great band from 5 to 9, 10 Rooks Molly, traditional country music. Now, this event does sell out quickly. You need to get your tickets in advance at 845-877-6300. Sage Village welcoming new tenants from Sheffield, Alfred, and Great Barrington in Egremont on October 5th at the Berkshire South Community Center's Robbins Meeting Room on Crissy Drive. Road in Great Barrington. Both meetings begin at 1 p.m. The Bang Family Concert Series presents Judy Handler and Mark Levesque, Rhythms of the World, International Music for Mandolin and Guitar, at the Smithfield Presbyterian Church, October 5th, 4 p.m. A reception and refreshments will follow. Suggested donation is $20. The 18th Annual Auction in the Village to benefit the D.M. Hunt Library will take place October 5th, 5 to 8, at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. A silent auction set for 5 to 7, a live auction at 7:15, food, wine, beer, and beverages. Tickets are available in advance and at the door. More information at huntlibrary.org/auctioninthevillage. On Saturday, the Presbyterian Church hosting a popular annual fall event 5 till 7 at the Parish Hall at South Dominion Road in Wassaic. $12 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. For all who wish to eat, takeouts are also available. Reservations are advised, 845-789-1206 or 877-3939. In addition to the charcoal roasted beef, the menu includes mixed salad, rolls, baked potato, hot greens, and also winter squash, homemade desserts, and beverages. Burke Hall Gallery, Church Street in the Wilderness, presents Night Walks, paintings of Copake by Peter Fritsch, October 5th through December 16th. The artist reception this Saturday at 5 p.m. Standard Space has another dimension with Siobhan McBride's 4D Heart. That runs October 4th through November 3rd, but there's an opening reception Saturday, October 5th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. on Main Street in Sharon. Sharon Playhouse and Salisbury Sinfonietta present the HMS Pinafore on Saturday, October 5th at 8 and Sunday, October 6th at 3 p.m. Information and tickets, sharonplayhouse.org. A breakfast will be held at the Military American Legion Post 178 on Sunday from 7 to 11. It'll be served as eat-in or take-out, $8 per adult, $6 for children and seniors. It takes place the first Sunday of the month, October through April. The post is located on Route 44. 12 Moons Coffee House presents on Sunday, October 6th at 6 p.m. a special event. Peter Kahlo, George Potts, the opening act at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. Donations at the door, $20 per person suggested. More information, 12moonscoffee@gmail.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 122.42 to 26,201.04. NASDAQ starts off today at 7872.27, and the S&P 500 at 2910.63. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.